Yo, what's up, Patreon best friends? It's Mike.
And Nick.
In the afternoon. And we're here with some bonus Patreon content. That's right. Greg is out due to a family emergency. So we're here for another Greg way to have some fun with each and every one of you. And Nick,
yes.
We're on the XCast set. So that means we're talking Xbox. And we got something special we wanted to show just you Patreon best friends out there. Nick, what the heck is it?
We got a little Grogu Snuggie for our Xbox controller. And look at how cute this is. It comes with a controller as well, which is like that nice like green
Grogu
color. And look, this is the best part of it. It's got a little mini Velcro for when you want to tuck it in at night or
Grogu
take it out
hoodie.
For a little walk, a little Grogu hoodie. It's even got little Grogu shorts in there.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Like a little Snuggie.
I love this so much.
Mostly because, Mike, did you ever play with dolls when you were a child?
Did you ever have a doll? No, I didn't have any Barbie. The only thing I remember is like seeing kids with Barbies and recognizing the Velcro.
Thing, yeah. I had like the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay.
They always had that thing.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd have one that had the thing that where it would like talk.
Yes.
And inevitably it would run out of batteries and it would be like, I love you. I love you.
Yes.
And you'd be like, ah!
We once lost a Furby in my mom's attic, and that thing fucking talked for years.
It's just, you're just in the middle of the night, and it's just like...
Yep, that's exactly what it sounded like.
This thing's coming to kill me.
Oh, man. Shout out to those Furbies. They were real, that heavy plastic that was just wrapped in the fur.
It was so heavy that when your brother threw it at you, you were like, that's going to leave a mark emotionally and physically for the rest of my life.
Fucking Furby, bro. It's right.
Now, who gets to take this home with them? That's my question.
You know, usually the number one... Star Wars fan in the office takes it home with them.
I will
make a push for Mike would like the controller just because I like the color.
But
normally, I give it to the number one Star Wars fan. And cool one for you, Nick.
Yeah.
If you don't remember, last year when Season of Mando came out, Barrett, our number one Star Wars fan, got a very dope Mando and Grogu custom controllers that had beautiful, like, hand-drawn painting on it of those two characters.
Mike, would it blow your mind that was actually 2 years ago?
Time flies.
Yeah. It feels like it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
This is just adorable. Now, so, Barrett, if you take this home with you, you're going to put it on your mantle right by, like, your most prized possessions?
I was gonna maybe, like, try to fit it onto Lulu, you know?
I feel like you can get this on Lulu.
She's small, but I don't know if she's that small, honestly.
This little thing. I mean, you probably have to cut.
I think that's just, like, a blanket to add the touch to it. Yeah.
I see. We're going to cut this whole thing out real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a little blanket to add a touch.
Mm-hmm. Just to elevate it.
Oh, no, it's a cleaning cloth.
Oh, you can clean it with it.
That's nice.
Oh, just wrap it up like it's a diapy.
Yeah, it's like a little diapy. This is the cutest thing ever.
But
are they doing more of this?
Yeah, so they're doing
the Mandalorian
very beautiful
on the back.
Mandalorian on the back.
They're giving you the hard sell. Fuck you, PlayStation. They want Barrett's money. Xbox wants Barrett's money. They know the keys to Barrett's heart is through the Mando set.
But they started doing this. So this was like a fun joke that became reality, which is the controller hoodie.
Yeah, I love it.
Of course, you saw me absolutely buy a couple of them during the winter, which I have at home, some controller jackets. I think they're just dumb and fun. I want to give a big shout out to the Xbox marketing and, of course, their product team, because they are making a lot of fun things right now. And this is one of them. The Grogu hoodie with the, of course, Mandalorian custom controller. And beautiful packaging.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean? Very well thought on the
packaging
right there.
It looks like a Mando ship a little bit.
But let's have a real conversation. Let's all get real really
quick.
Are you watching the new season of Mando?
I have not started. People have told me to watch Andor. So I have to watch first season of Andor. Mandalorian has been hit or miss for me. So until Barrett tells me to watch it, I will not be watching Mandalorian season 3.
Now, Washi, my good friend, says Andor is the best one yet. He says Andor's the real deal, and everyone should watch
that. That's what a lot of people have told me. They said, Nick, it's not just a good Star Wars show. It's a good show.
Oh, okay.
So I will get in. I'll probably start watching that after Last of Us because...
we're almost done.
That's almost done. That's a couple more episodes.
Okay.
Also, still working my way through Mindy Project season 4.
Love that. Yeah, Jeez. Boba Fett put a bad taste in my mouth.
I think
first two seasons of Mando, you had me. I was getting a little tired towards the end of the second season, but I was there. Then Boba Fett came, and I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Weird show, someone said.
Yeah, why did you do that to me?
Odd turn to one direction that we did not want to go to.
Nobody wanted to go to
But you know what?
One.
You got to give it to Disney for trying. Good for them.
Yes, yes.
Tugging the heartstrings with Luke Skywalker coming back at a certain point. Too, That was all fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
If you're enjoying it out there, let us know. Tweet at us. Tweet us a picture of this if you're a patron right now. Tweet this. But do me a favor. Put just this top little part right here. I want Tim Getty's face just popping out of this little Grogu.
Oh, yes.
I want him in this little tiny thing, just his little face with just a little nose right here looking at
Grogu.
You. Perfect.
So, guess what, Patreon best friends? This has been Mike.
And Nick.
In the afternoon with some Patreon exclusive content. Greg is out, so you'll get a lot of us right now. So please enjoy your Greg ways throughout the week. And we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Thanks for your support. Bye, everybody.
Just checking out his little butt, making sure we don't have to get the little butt.
Oh, my gosh. Clean that butt up.
Clean that butt up.